The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Would you believe if I say I can walk on the water? I hope you not. So, visitors to the Holy Land like to take a boat ride across the Sea of Galilee, the sea on which Jesus walked. A certain tourist wanted such a ride, and the boatman told him the fare was $50. "$50?" exclaimed the tourist. "No wonder Jesus walked." Well, before I speak on the missionary work that we do as missionaries of St. Francis de Sales, I would like to share with you some thoughts on today's reading, especially the Gospel. So whenever I get chance, come back to States, I get a chance to celebrate English Mass. So being in India, we celebrate Mass in our own languages. So please excuse me if I don't carry you through the sermon, or if you don't understand, okay? So it is not only because I don't celebrate Mass in English, it is also because of the spicy food that I eat over there, okay? Well, today's the Gospel, I just divided into three parts. One is about Jesus, about the church, and the individual believer. The miracle story of Jesus walking on the sea, together with the one that goes before it, is the multiplication of the loaves, shows that Jesus is Lord and he has authority over all forces, natural and supernatural. The Jews believed that the sea was the domain of supernatural demonic forces. A rough and stormy sea was regarded as the work of these hostile spirits. By walking on the raging waves and calming the stormy sea, Jesus is showing himself to be the one who has power and total control over these hostile spiritual forces. Do you know Christians who have surrendered their lives to the Lord, but still live in constant fear of evil spirits, like curses or witchcraft or whatever it is like? But today's gospel brings us the good news that these powers of darkness stand no chance at all when Jesus is present and active in our lives. Now, the boat on which on the sea is the one of the earliest Christian symbols for the church in its journey through the world. Just as the boat is tossed about by the waves, so it is the church pounded from all sides by worldly and spiritual forces. Even in the midst of crisis, Jesus comes to restore peace and harmony in his church. But he comes in a form and manner in which he is easily mistaken for the enemy, like Peter did. He comes in a way that makes many well-meaning Christians cry out in fear, "It is a ghost." And as they try to keep him out. But if we listen carefully, we shall hear through the storm his soft, gentle voice whispering in the wind, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." How consoling it is. The phrase, "be not afraid," appears in the Bible 365 times. So what does it mean? So every day, our God is telling us, "Be not afraid, I am with you." If we believe his word and take him on the board, the storm immediately subsides and the crisis is resolved. Now about the individual believer, from the point of this, the story of Jesus walking on the sea, especially the involvement of Peter in the story, is a lesson for disciples who are tempted to take their eyes off Jesus and to take more notice of the threatening circumstances around them. It's very interesting to learn. Peter had said to Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus gives him the word of command, "Come." It would seem like Jesus is commanding the impossible. In fact, it is. Yet, whatever Jesus commands us to do, he gives us the power to do it. And the ordinary man, Peter, begins to walk on water, coming to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink. While Peter kept his eyes fixed on Jesus and his mind focused on Jesus only, his word, he walked upon water all right. But when he took the notice of the danger he was in and focused on the waves, then he became afraid and began to sink. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. We could walk on the shallow water, but we cannot walk on the shallow of our faith. It has to be deeply rooted in Christ Jesus. May the Lord increase our faith so that in all the storms of our own lives, we shall have our eyes and our trust constantly fixed on Jesus and His power, and not on ourselves and the weaknesses that we have and we are surrounded by. We will pray for this grace, as Jesus says, "Be not afraid." Well, the second part of the homily, I would like to share something about my missionary work that we do. Well, about myself, last week's bulletin, I have just gave the glimpse of it. To those of you who see me first time, I am Father Arokya Selvam Nithya Selvam. That's the longest name that I have. I go by Father Selvam. So our missionary order started in 1838 in France by Father Peter Mary Mermier, having St. Francis de Sales as patron saint. In 1848, 10 years later, he sent a bunch of priests to Africa by sea route. Because of the circumstances and the natural calamities, they ended up in India, not going to Africa. Well, God has a reason. So from that time onwards, a lot of vocations flourished in India. And today we have 11 provinces all over the world. And out of 11, 7 provinces are from India, which I would say each province consists of at least 100 priests, then seminaries, seminarians, whatever it is. Our province, Southeast India province, emerged in 2007, so it is only like 10 years old. Speaking about my own province, we have 137 priests, 17 novices, 40 seminarians. We have 24 parishes of our own, out of which only one is self-sufficient. And we have 9 schools, out of which only one is self-sufficient. We have 1 orphanage, completely free for those children. And we have 1 semi-orphanage, almost free. You know what does it mean. So, for our province, we are taking up mission abroad since 1988, because all the province supposed to take mission in African countries, which is the intention of our founder. We have taken up since 2007 Tanzania, Kenya, Namibia, Zambia, and Chile. For our province, vocation to priesthood, not only for our province, for the congregation, irrespective of diocesan or religious, I think the vocations to priesthood, religious life, started to diminish. So that is one of the main concerns that we have as a challenge. And personally, for the past 3 years, I am working in India for good. I went back 3 years before. And a lot of things had happened during this time. And I would like to say the parish that I am working now, we have 250 families. We have 3 mission stations. We have to go a little far. And out of which one does not have a church, so we used to celebrate Mass under the tree, which I always enjoy. It's cooler, by the way. So one day, we have usually Tuesday evening those Masses, because those people have the devotion to St. Anthony. So one day we went to Punjab students and I prepared my homily starting with, "I am hungry," like a phrase, you know. Then I also finished my homily, "I am hungry," you know. So in between I speak about like hunger for spiritual and physical food, something like that. So I started my homily under the tree, "I am hungry." There are a bunch of children playing. They took off. I thought my homily is not good, you know. So after a while, they came back. They were sitting in the crowd on the floor. So I finished my homily. I am hungry. Here is a little boy who took something from his pocket, cooked rice with a spicy curry, you know. Still, you know, it was, falling through his pocket, through the shirt and everything. Father, you said you are hungry. Here is some rice and the spices that you may like it. Well, to be honest with you, that touched my heart. He literally took the meaning of hunger. How much more we all need to be grateful to God for the blessings that He has done for each one of us. We have also school attached. We have 1,562 children. We are four priests, by the way, working both in the parish and the school. We have 61 teaching staff, 48 non-teaching staffs. And the two challenges that we face, for the past, the school started in 2002, so it's almost like 15 years. For the past 14 years, we have been buying water for the school, whole school, be it a bathroom or eating, drinking, for anything and everything. So to solve that problem, last year we bought a piece of land just 5 miles away where we found little source of water. Then we bought a small truck with a water tank. So the whole time, there's a driver who brings water back and forth. We solved that problem, but still it is a challenge. We have to give noon meals to all the kids, irrespective of whether they pay it or not, but not all of them pay. In the place we work, in the locality, all the parents want to put their children in Catholic school, irrespective of any religion or whatever may be the difference. Out of almost 1,600 children, we have less than 50 Catholic children. So you can imagine. And if that is what God is calling us to do, impart the Catholic values, because we really impart the value of life, good morals, wisdom, character building up. Our education is not only education of the mind, it is the education of the heart, which is the dream of our founder. Well, I want to ask you a help, whatever you could do. And if you cannot help, please pray for our missionary work, because most of our priests are sent to African countries these days. As we work, be it a parish, school, orphanage, seminary, or any institutions, has been very challenging. Only by the trusting the Lord and His providence, we are able to survive and succeed. Like Jesus said in today's gospel, "Be not afraid, for I am with you." There will be a second collection today in honor of this, and I will be standing outside at the entrance after each Mass this weekend. If you have any questions, concern, I will be very happy to share with you further. No matter how big or small, we would really count on your help. And please keep praying for our missionaries, which is our basic strength. In a special way, I would like to thank Bishop Boye, who allowed me and us, Father Bill, Father Tony, and all the deacons, Deacon Warren, Jim, Tom, and especially Deacon Les. He's no more, but he has been prayerful for us. And all the staff, last but not the least, you, the parishioners, who made me happy always whenever I come, and I always feel it's a homecoming. Today, in a grateful hearts, we, the missionaries of St. Francis de Sales all over the world, pray for all the people, especially pray for peace in the world. They send their greetings, prayers, and wishes to all of you, especially from my family, most especially from my mom. Shakespeare once said, "Never play with the feelings of the other, because you may win the game, but the risk is that you will surely lose the person for a lifetime." Napoleon said, "The world suffers a lot, not because of the violence of bad people, but because of the silence of good people." Abraham Lincoln said, "If friendship is your weakest point, then you are the strongest person in the world." Dr. Abdul Kalam said, "It is very easy to defeat someone, but it is very hard to win someone." At last, our Lord Jesus says, "Be not afraid, for I am with you." May God bless each one of us here. Please, now let us all stand up.